An interesting story that I saw on the BBC's website, which starts: for a long time, there have been only two contraceptive solutions which rely directly on men. Men can either wear a condom or they can have sterilizing surgery called a vasectomy to cut or seal the two tubes. George, I've had it. It's fine. Everything works afterwards. I promise you, it's not a problem. It's a very simple procedure, and every man, once you and your partner have reached the agreed upon number of children, every man should have a vasectomy. A male birth control pill and a contraceptive gel are still in the works. Lots of research being done in those two areas. But India says it is going to launch the world's first male birth control injection. It's something which has been invented, I suppose, by somebody called Sujoy Guha, who is described in the BBC story as a maverick 78-year-old Delhi-based biomedical engineer. The drug is a single preloaded syringe shot into the tubes carrying sperm from the testicle to the penis under local anesthesia. Non-hormonal, long-acting, and Mr. Guha and his team claim it will be effective for 13 years. Dr. Shingai is regularly on the radio, head of the Department of Urology at Dr. George Mukhari Academic Hospital. Dr. Shingai, good afternoon.
Afternoon, John. How are you doing?
Very well, and yourself, sir?
Excellent, excellent. Yeah.
How credible is this approach?
Okay. Well, first of all, I'm quite excited that you're promoting vasectomy so well. But even though it is a reversible procedure, and up to 80% of guys, if you do have it, you should consider it permanent. And some people do change their minds, so it is a good option. But as far as Dr. Gupta's thing, there is a lot of different things which are being on the market now for male contraceptive. But specifically, I think for the purposes of the listeners, there's three aspects to male fertility which are important. One is the production of sperm in the testicles. Second is the delivery of sperm to the place where we can ejaculate, which is near the prostate, which is sitting just below the bladder around the pipe for passing urine. And then there's interference with how the sperm actually move and how they perform. And the one that you're talking about is one of the ones about delivery of sperm, because the sperm are made in the testicle. They travel down through a tube called the vas, which is about 40 centimeters long. It takes the sperm about 3 months to travel down that. And then it gets to the area of what we call the seminal vesicle and prostate, and that's where the ejaculation occurs. Now, vasectomy is sort of similar to what Dr. Gupta is talking about. It's because with vasectomy, we tie off the tube, and that's where, as I said, it should be considered permanent. But there are lots of different other ways we can try to prevent the sperm from traveling down through this tube called the vas. And there's some Chinese guys who are using specific magnets. There's some injections of gels like Dr. Gupta's, and then there's even some other soluble things which can start to dissolve after a period of time, which can help you actually prevent that as well. The good thing about most of them is that they are going to be easily reversible for the majority, but the point is, it's just one of the aspects. In reality, it's probably like a vasectomy, but it's a temporary vasectomy.
And which of the things that are either about to hit the market or just hit the market, or the chat in the industry suggests quite close to hitting the market, which of the interrupters of the three aspects that you described to us seem the most promising to you as a contraceptive for males to take responsibility?
Yeah, I think, remember, when we're doing trials, there are a lot of different phases. We do animal trials, then we start on phase 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 trials. One is safety, and that's where most of these trials are still set waiting. And then two is when we're just trying to see what dose escalations and things we can do. And all of these, there's nothing that's been got into a phase 3 trial yet, and that's when we do randomized controls. So to get the gold standard in inverted commas, the FDA approval, it's going to need to go through a phase 3 trial, and none of them have done it. But I think the ones for the obstruction and the ones for the production of sperm are probably the ones that are furthest along. The ones that are we're developing for stopping sperm from being able to penetrate into the eggs, it's a little bit further down the line, but it might be more easily reversible than the other two forms, because even with the ones that the oral pills and the injectables into that, we get into muscles and things like that, what they're really trying to do is just stop the production of a chemical in the brain from the part of the brain called the pituitary. pituitary, which stimulates sperm production. And it's sort of like even if a man is taking steroids for bodybuilding or whatever, it will suppress its sperm count because it's causing telling the testicle, the pituitary, not to produce this stuff. And so they will have decreased fertility. But the point is that it's not completely effective. Second of all, there are other side effects, like, for example, you can get cardiovascular issues and stuff at high doses of steroids. And it's often not reversible in about 12-15% of people. So we need to have a balance between the three. But I think he's probably, the article is probably just hinting that he's about to start a phase 3 randomized trial to see whether...
Okay, so it's a while off, yeah. And I mean, in terms of... So, I mean, unfortunately, too many men in many countries around the world still think that it is a woman's responsibility to ensure contraception. And I wonder which of these methods is most likely to persuade a majority of men to take on the responsibility themselves. Would it be a pill, a patch, an injection? This is the field you work in. What's your sense of what might persuade men that it is, at the very least, a shared responsibility?
Yeah, I think I'd be having to speculate, but from most of the data that we have about male psyche and the way we think, I would think that the one that Dr. Gupta is probably talking about is probably going to be the most ideal, because it would be essentially a permanent thing until the physician could reverse it, but he'd know that he could get back to business whenever he wanted to. For guys to take regular medications and to continue to go and get their patches and things is often difficult, and I think, like you're saying, we as guys do need to make a bit more of an effort to try to control the birth process. Just because the woman has to take 9 months of her time to take care of the baby inside her doesn't mean that we shouldn't be making some stand to do it. So I'll go back to your first statement about the vasectomy, and I think if you have finished your children, do get a vasectomy currently, because it's still going to be a while off before any of these things are out in the market.
Thank you very much, Dr. Shingai Mutambirwa, head of the Department of Urology at the George Macquarie Academic Hospital.